What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me as always is Red. Red, how the fuck you doing?
Man, I'm doing wonderful, Brandon. Wonderful.
Now, that is fantastic. Now, before we get into everything, people, you know the drill. Be sure to check us out on Twitter over at Shitty Song Pod. Leave us a voicemail, 910-370-1604, with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment, get access to bonus content every single month. Today, we are, I want to say this is a little bit of a wild card episode, but we're specifically going into hard rock, heavy metal, and shit like that. But I feel like we have vastly different songs.
Yeah, I feel like we do, but it's still going to be fun because normally when we do this, we pick a genre and all that shit. People know how this works, but sometimes we fuck up a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But I don't think we're going to be like as far off as we know what we are sometimes, you know what I mean? Like sometimes we're fucking at completely opposite ends of the spectrum, but I don't think we're going to be too far off. We're getting the same genre, but I think the sub-genre is where we're going to be off here.
Yeah, I agree, but let's just see where we're at here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're bringing tonight?
Oh, I get to go first? Yay! Doesn't happen very often. So I was scrolling through Facebook, you know, as you do, and because I'm a part of this show, somehow, some way, Facebook decides to send me random new videos and songs that come up and like RollingStoneMagazine.com and all this kind of crazy shit. But so we're all familiar with the Hoff's musical career. I know you are.
Oh, yeah.
David Hasselhoff. So there's a band out there called Q-Stack. You ever heard of Q-Stack, Brandon?
I haven't.
You haven't?
Nope.
Okay, good. It's like, I'm not going to call it like new metal because it's not really new metal, but it's like, what would you consider Dragon Force? What kind of metal is that?
I mean, speed metal, I guess. If you're gonna say anything, those guys are like they're beyond fucking fast.
Yeah, like speed metal, prog metal, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, Q-Stack has hired the musical stylings of David Hasselhoff to sing the vocals to a. And this is weird. It's a crowdfunded music video. Like, I guess these guys aren't super famous and they needed money to make the shit or something. I'm not real sure how it works, but they crowdfunded this whole entire operation, the recording of their song, the video, paying Hoff to come sing the fucking song and all this kind of shit. But okay, when you listen to Hoff, you know, David Hasselhoff, you're thinking like inspirational shit, like his falsetto is, you know, second to none, you know what I mean? Nobody really wants like a gritty, tough, epic David Hasselhoff because he's already epic all by himself.
I mean, that's where we disagree, but go on.
You know what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just trying to paint the picture here. So David Hasselhoff sings metal. I've never heard David Hasselhoff sing metal before. I've heard David Hasselhoff sing a lot of shit, but I've never heard it actual, like, true fucking, like, metal. This should be a new genre. Like, Hoff metal or something. Like, just do a whole album of nothing but David Hasselhoff doing, like, covering metal songs. Kind of like Pat Boone did. You know what I mean?
I think this might be a first for Shitty Song of the Week where you're the one that's bringing novelty music to the show. This is like if I decided to bring William Shatner to the show for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think David Hasselhoff falls in the category of William Shatner, though.
He's pretty novelty, though.
Yeah, but was David Hasselhoff as popular in Germany, or was Shatner as popular in Germany as David Hasselhoff is?
I mean, I'm sure he is for different reasons than what the Hoff is. Shatner's not super popular for his musical career. He just happens to have a musical career.
Yeah, he just happens to have one. Which, I mean, David Hasselhoff's got like a plethora of songs out there. Since I found this song, I've kind of went through the discography of David Hasselhoff. He's got quite a bit of shit, but this song is called "Through the Night" with a band called Q-Stack. So don't be rouged by the music here. Okay.
Okay.
Don't be rouged by the music, because the music's kind of badass. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, the more I've listened to this song, the more that I like it. But it's not so much the music that throws me off here. It's the Hoff's vocals, man. This man's got some fucking range. I will tell you that, which you know. This man's got some fucking range. So here is David Hasselhoff, or Q-Stack featuring David Hasselhoff, with a song called "Through the Night."
Fucking awesome. Let's do it.
Yeah. So real quick, before we get into this thing, the fucking intro is kind of good, right?
Yeah, it's pretty badass. I'll give it that.
Yeah, I mean, the music in this is fucking phenomenal.
Once the Hoff starts to come in with that, oh, you know, I'm a little like, okay, I know what's going to happen here. But yeah, I'm still on board with it.
It gets better, I promise.
All right.
Like, there's something about the cadence, I guess, of the way he sings this and his, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Like, the only way I can explain it is his cadence, like the way he sings the song, and the way he enunciates, you know what I mean? Like, we've all heard David Hasselhoff's music before, which I hope you have. If not, you should be listening to this fucking show. But he's got would it be a falsetto?
I mean, not really. I don't think he's got that high of a voice. I mean, he's got some range to him, but falsetto is pretty fucking high up there.
I mean, falsetto is like, oh, like opera type shit.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be operatic, honestly. Let's continue. Take back control. So dark is the night we face, but we won't face it alone. We stand undivided. We will never fade away. Our walls might shake, they won't collapse as the new dawn lights this day.
You know what this sounds like?
What's that?
This sounds like this was originally written in German. And I feel like he's already recorded a German version of this, and this is the English dubbed version of the original German one. Because you can definitely hear, like, the sound of his voice is so deep, and he's forcing this accent that he doesn't normally have. And it just reminds me of this ultra German thing, because that's what, you know, he's fucking huge there.
Yeah, well, I've looked for it, dude. There's no other version of this song other than this one. Like, believe it or not, I honestly thought the same thing. But that's why I was saying, like, the cadence, like his enunciations and the way he sings the song, it sounds like a German dude almost.
Yeah,
like, it's trying to do an English accent. Kinda.
It sounds like he's goose stepping while he's singing this song to you.
I wish I would have pulled the video up, dude, because this video is crazy. Like, he's doing the hand motions and the fucking pointing at the camera and the thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's great. I wish I would have shared the video.
Oh, yeah. He's got to sell it.
Oh, yeah. He's selling the shit out of this one, man. Darkness falls, not all light is fading. I will be the one always waiting for you to find the faith you need to fight for what you truly believe.
That burns in me. Through the night forever. the dumbest fucking lyrics I've ever heard. And the way that he is singing them, like he is trying to be so intense about it, "Through the Night We'll Ride Forever."
You should see the video. This man is fucking like doing the hand things and the fist and the fucking pointing at the cameras and the fucking facial expression. This man's intense right now. I wish you could see this shit.
This sounds like it should be in a montage for like some shitty Twilight knockoff fucking movie.
Well, didn't he have a song in like Kung Fury or something at one time? Survivor or something like that, I think it is.
You might be right on that one.
Yeah. So he does like soundtracks, I guess. And this has got soundtrack written all over it, but I'm trying to figure out what movie it belongs into. Like, I'm kind of thinking like a Lost Boys remake, maybe.
Yeah, or like any movie where you put like a Frank Stallone song in, this would fit fucking perfectly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, truthfully, dude. I mean, let's put it out on Front Street here. I'm trying to be as transparent as possible. The music is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, the music's great, but when you throw Hoff into this, it doesn't fit. Like it's a blatant cash grab is what it is, and for an obscure character to pop up, it's.
I mean, they must have raised a pretty good bit of money for this crowdfunded fucking music video and the Hoff and all this. This music video, the quality of it is fucking phenomenal. Like the content is kind of cheesy. But the cinematography and all the shit in it, dude, is fucking great. I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know if, you know, Cusack is sitting around with this phenomenal metal song, because Cusack wrote the music and the fucking lyrics. This is a Cusack song, but Hoff is just singing their words. So it's like Cusack was sitting around one day and, you know what this great fucking metal song needs? David fucking Hasselhoff.
Look, the music to this is great, but I'm not going to sit here and say that these lyrics are good, because they're not. They're so fucking generic, and you could have told me that the Hoff wrote those and I would have let all of it slide and be like, yeah, you know, that's about what I would expect. But when I hear the musicianship of Cusack, and then I'm like, oh, he also wrote these retarded lyrics too? That's a little disappointing.
Yeah. It's like, their musical talent is phenomenal, dude. Like, this guy's fucking... Like, the fucking guitar solo is coming up. It is face-melting. Like, it's great. It's just they're not that great at writing lyrics, I guess. I don't know, dude. A cash grab, I mean, maybe. I mean, Hasselhoff is kind of popular in certain countries. You know what I mean? So, I mean, in America, he's just novelty. But in Germany, he's fucking Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? So, not actually fucking Michael Jackson, but he's the equivalent.
I'm glad you made that distinction. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, just the visual of, you know, the Hoff and King of Pop fucking is kind of weird. But anyway, we're getting way off track. So.
Watching your mind wander there for a minute.
Yeah. I'm kind of stoned, dude. Leave me alone. Here we go with this guitar solo, dude. This guitar solo blew my mind. Like, it's super good.
All right.
In the video, he has, like, the cinematography of it is, like, you ever seen guys mount their GoPros on the headstock of their guitar pointing down the neck? You know what I mean? This is what it is. And he's fucking, like, just melting your face with it. It's fucking fantastic. But... You know, the Hoff took a break for a second to let Cusack do his thing, their thing. Because, okay, here's a visual for you. Cusack's kind of like Linkin Park. Like, they have like a guitar player that fucking melts faces, which I don't think Linkin Park has that. But the other guy is like a. So it's actually nothing like Linkin Park. So the other guy. The other guy has like a. Beat machine or something.
Like, okay.
doing the thing, you know, like DJ Han does with the fucking Linkin Park shit. You know what I mean? But anyway, check out this guitar solo.
Passion is the cure. So take my hand, believe in me. There's no pain we can endure.
I want that on a fucking t-shirt somewhere.
What, passion is the cure?
Fear is the reason. Passion is the cure.
Okay.
I want that on a t-shirt or a bumper sticker somewhere.
Yeah, you and I have very different opinions on the lyrics of this song.
I'm being facetious here. I'm making fun of the lyrics.
I'm teasing. Yeah, I mean, it's a great guitar solo, but it's, you know, the Hoff is ruining this song. That was a very poor choice. I'm just baffled at that. Like, you could just make this an instrumental track, and it would be a solid metal instrumental. You know.
Okay, so if you were Q-Stag and the Hoff wasn't available, who would you get to do this?
Does it have to be in the same vein as the Hoff?
No, just anybody.
Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden would be probably the first choice that I'd go with.
Yeah, I was going to say Ronnie James, but...
Oh, I mean, if I could bring people back from the dead, yeah, sure.
Anybody. I said anybody.
I mean, Dio would be fucking great for it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Tonight we ride until dawn is in sight, Brandon.
This is a knockoff Sabaton song. That's what this is. I finally figured out what this is. It's another generic metal song about warriors riding off in the battle. That's what this is. This is like Iron Maiden's The Trooper.
Yeah, it's a battle song. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking, like, rage. Yeah, dude. I mean, the more I've listened to this thing, man, the music has always been good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the way the Hoff just does his thing, man.
That ruins it, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. We're not talking about the elephant in the room here. I'm trying to, you know, grab a silver lining out of this. Because the more I've listened to this thing, no shit, the more I've liked it. Like, I fucking, like, you just want to throw your fist up and fucking just, you know what I mean? Like, through the night, you know what I mean? He reminds me, it sounds like the fucking Cowardly Lion singing this song. This is what it reminds, that's all I can hear is the Cowardly Lion.
I was going to say, you're making a poor case for why this should be the shitty song of the week.
Yeah, I mean, dude, look. Okay, before I even started this, dude, I said the music was fantastic. The Hoff, not so much. I mean, I'm trying to make light of it, trying to pick out little silver lining bullet points here. But, you know, the obvious elephant in the room is that Hasselhoff. Oh, what the fuck? You got me all fucked up. David Hasselhoff ruined this fucking song. That's the elephant in the room here. I'm just trying to be, you know, just bring some comedic light to it a little bit. You know.
God damn, it's rich.
Yeah, so we got a minute left.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let's get through it.
Yeah, it's almost 4 minutes long.
Is that lead guitar just doing tremolo picks to the same melody that Hoff is doing his vocals? Is that what I'm hearing?
He absolutely is.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so pretty good ear, annoying.
Brandon. Pretty good ear.
He has his own spotlight.
He has his own spotlights in the video where he's doing it while Hasselhoff is singing.
I mean, tremolo picking is one of the easiest, like, novelty things to show off that, I can play guitar because my wrist can move fast enough to do that. But he's not he's literally just, he found four or five notes that Hoff happens to be singing, and he's like, I'm going to cram as many notes into those five that I can.
Yeah, he's, I mean,
it's showboaty.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. But, dude, like, there's something about, I mean, again, for the 50th time already, the more I listen to this, the more his vocals, not the lyrics, but the vocals fit. Kind of. I mean, I'm obviously not going to win today.
You've fallen prey to the Hoff. That's the problem here.
Yeah, I'm mesmerized by David Hasselhoff.
You and so many Germans like you.
I'm not German.
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's shitty to the ear.
Yeah, of course it is.
You know what I mean? But visually, this thing, I wish you were watching this video with me. You would probably think the same way I do. I'm mesmerized by this motherfucker. His hand gestures, his fucking facial expressions, the cheesy ass fucking lyrics that he in the video truly believes in his heart is the truth. You know what I mean? Like, that's what makes it great.
Red, look, I'm with you on this. I totally agree that David Hasselhoff should come on the Shitty Song of the Week, because, like, even if it wasn't this song, his musical career deserves to be featured on this show at some point in time. But my thing is that your whole argument for this was like, this song is bad, but as you play the clips, you're like, yeah, I like this part. This is pretty good too. You know what? That guitar solo, that's pretty fucking sweet.
Dude, I've already said it. But people are already tired of me talking about it. I've already said it. The music is fucking phenomenal. And I'm going to comment on the fucking music because it's great. The elephant in the room is fucking David Hasselhoff.
Well, let's finish the Hoff off.
Yeah, the Hoff off. Let's finish the Hoff off. All right, here we go.
I mean, that was something.
Yeah. I mean, I said it in the beginning, dude. I talk shit about the lyrics. I talk shit about the lyrics. I talk shit about David Hasselhoff.
I just enjoy busting your balls, right? It's all.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. But justifiably, this was a great melody, great music, terrible lyrics, terrible vocals.
Well, and we've made that point on the show several times. You know, it could be a great song up until one moment in the song, and that's what ruins it, you know? And for this one, you say that as you listen to it, the more you do, the more Hoff's vocals fit, but I just don't see that. Now, I mean, look, his voice definitely fits somewhere. Germany has proven that point, but it doesn't belong in a fucking metal song like that.
This is Hoff metal.
Yeah, you're right. It might be a new genre.
I would like to see David Hasselhoff do a whole album of nothing but metal covers.
Okay, so it's David Hasselhoff and he teams up with Christopher Lee and they make a black metal album.
Fuck, I'm there, dude.
All right, cool. We gotta make it happen somehow.
Yeah. Let's email the Hoff and tell him to do a metal album.
Our extensive reach.
Yeah. Like, I've got Hasselhoff email in the Rolodex.
God damn it, Rolodex.
All right, what you got, Brandon? It's got to be better than...
Well, I mean, better subjective on the show, yeah.
Got to be good, bad. Good, bad, better.
Okay, look, so I don't know how shitty this song really is, but it's fucking infuriating to me, so that's why I'm bringing it. I can't stand this band. They bug me with all their glorified covers, their shitty vocals, the terrible lack of actual instrumentation, and the fact that they are so fucking popular has baffled me since the dawn of this band. And I consider them to be more wuss metal than anything else. I don't know if that's an actual genre, but I'm going to call it one.
Okay, without giving me the band yet, What are you considering? Give me an example of wuss metal.
Wuss metal to me is...
let the people know what wuss metal is.
Wuss metal is, you know, it's also called hard rock. It's those bands that, you know, they try to be heavy, but they also cop out by having soft sides to them. Or, you know, they don't scream in all of their songs, but every now and again they let one out so that you know that they're hardcore and edgy. Bands like Disturbed and fucking Slipknot and shit like that. But the band that I've got for you is the prime example of this, and it's Five Finger Death Punch.
Of course it is. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, exactly. And I could bring any of their fucking covers to the show. I could bring any song that they have. But the one that I brought for you is infuriating to me because of how repetitive it is and how fucking retarded these lyrics are. This song is 3.5 minutes, and it's essentially just one verse that's repeated ad nauseum.
Did we not bring Five Finger Death Punch to the show already?
I believe we have.
I did. I think I did.
You brought them, and they actually got featured on Shitty Song of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making a comeback with a song by the name of Jekyll and Hyde. Are you familiar with this?
Mm-mm. Dude, I'm not familiar with anything that Five Finger Death Punch does.
Okay, well, I don't want to say you're in for a treat, but buckle the fuck up, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you know the story of Jekyll and Hyde. It's a tale as old as time at this point, you know.
Yep.
And people like lazy writers like to use Jekyll and Hyde as a metaphor for how they feel on the inside, because you know, sometimes you're calm and you're mellow, but on the inside you're this raging lunatic that wants to break free. Like Jekyll and Hyde, like all these fucking cock-sucking douchebags decide to put in all their lyrics. It doesn't make you deep. It doesn't make you edgy. It makes you fucking lazy. There's no creativity to it. We get it. Move on from this fucking metaphor. That might be my whole point to this argument. Just move on from using this.
Okay, everybody listening right now, stop what you're doing. Pull over on the side of the road. Stop working. And give Brandon a round of applause for painting one of the best pictures of wuss metal and Five Finger Death Punch that I've ever heard.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
you paint a wonderful picture, Brandon.
Sometimes I do.
Five Finger Death Punch, dude. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I told you, man. This is going
to
be
rough. We got to laugh and jeer at fucking David Hasselhoff and Q-Stack. This is going to piss me off.
Yeah, I'm bringing the pain tonight, sir.
All right. Yeah, let me have it.
So, you know, sometimes they feel like Jekyll, but they're always Hyde. And you're going to hear the word motherfucking so many times in this song. It's going to take away all meaning of the word.
Because it's so cool to use motherfucker in music.
Oh yeah, like that's how they're edgy. Like, this song won't be played on the radio, man, because they swear too much in it. It's so fucking stupid.
There's just so much goddamn weight on my shoulders. All I'm trying to do is...
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the 12-year-old who was playing the guitar, by the way.
Right.
In my motherfucking life, supposed to be happy, but I'm only getting colder. Wear a smile on my face, but there's a demon inside. There's just so much goddamn weight on my shoulders. All I'm trying to do is live my motherfucking life. Supposed to be happy, but I'm only getting colder. Wear a smile on my face, but there's a demon inside.
So,
this is Butthole Surfer-ish.
A little bit. I kind of get that vibe too off the vocals that he's using, the effect that he's got.
Yeah, this is Butthole Surfer-ish.
Yeah, but these lyrics are so fucking stupid, and it gets even better because the hook's about to come up, and they break it. You know, when was the last time you heard "yo" in metal songs?
Never.
Yeah, well, get ready for it. Okay, so first of all, is this supposed to be like, is the OEOEO thing supposed to be like metal pirates? Is that what's happening here? I don't fucking understand why you throw it in.
There's so much fucking, like, I'm going to call it bubblegum machine testosterone.
And
like, this guy thinks he's the fucking man because he's got a metal band and fucking like rednecks that fucking drink beer and fucking smack their old ladies love this shit. This is what the kind of fucking music this is. This shit pisses me off. This is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So dumb. You could stop right now and I'd be happy with it.
Well, you know, it's crazy because this song should end. Like, we got one verse that's coming up, and then after that, this song should be over. But this goes on for almost 4 minutes. And I don't want to be that guy, but if you look at the lyrics to this, there's a demon inside, just like Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but Jekyll and Hyde weren't the ones with the demons inside of them. It was Dr. Jekyll that had the demon in him, and Mr. Hyde was that demon. If you even want to call him a demon, it's just so fucking stupid. Like, he... If you're gonna make the
He was a split personality.
Thank you. Yes. If you want to make the metaphor, at least learn a little bit about what you're saying.
Yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah. Well, there's
fucking turned it into a Mary had a little lamb metaphor, and it still would have been dumb as shit.
Although I wouldn't mind. Mary had a little lamb.
metaphor is that Mary had a little lamb? What kind of metaphor can you pull out of that?
I don't know.
Doing something. Write me a song. Write me a metaphorical song about Mary had a little lamb, Five Finger Death Punch. Then you're doing something.
I mean, probably something like Jim Jonesy cultish, but I would get out of that. But
yeah, maybe. Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, see.
That you can't just live your motherfucking life. The story's getting old and my heart is getting colder. I just wanna be Jekyll, but I'm always fighting Hyde. You got rocks in your head, I can hear them rolling round. You can say that you're above it, but you're always falling down. Is there a method to your madness? Is it all about pride? Seems everyone I know they got on it.
This guy,
why is this thing?
What bothers me about Five Finger Death Punch, I think more than anything, is the cadence of this dude's vocals. He's one of the few examples that you hear about with male vocal fries. There's just so much goddamn weight on my show. Like, the way that he drags out his voice is fucking infuriating. It's almost like if Froggy from the Little Rascals decided to fucking come out with some metal music.
So much goddamn baby don't mind. Yeah, fuck, dude. This is dumb as shit.
Well,
this is so dumb.
Buckle up, man. We're only a minute into it.
What?
Yep. Like, they could have faded out right here and be done with it. But nope. Oh, okay. This bridge that's coming up. I'm going to back up so you can get into it. This is where somebody in the band decides to get a little sensitive and break out their actual singing chops. And they try to harmonize with the lead vocalist who's screaming at you. And it just listen to it. It's so fucking horrible.
All I'm trying to do is live my motherfucking life. Wear a smile on my face, but there's a demon inside. All I'm trying to do is live my motherfucking life. Wear a smile on my face, but there's a demon inside.
The look on your face.
And they were all in love with Die, and they were doing it in Texas.
Yeah, it is exactly what it is. It's a wannabe a hard version of Pepper.
And it's pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain. I mean, dude, this is fucking stupid as stupid gets. I don't understand why this band is popular. This is like dime store testosterone. Like, this dude is just fucking like, he thinks he's just dripping masculinity and fucking just, but he's really not. This is fucking stupid. Wuss rock is a perfect fucking name for this.
Yeah, wuss metal, bro metal, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, this should be like a Monster Energy drink commercial or something.
Now, there's a guitar solo that comes up in this. Of course there is.
Yay!
It starts out a little rocky, and then I'm going to say, you know, it's not the worst thing that you've ever heard. But it's not enough to make this song good. It's just a little highlight into what they could be doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, dude, anything is an improvement at this point. This better be at least halfway decent.
Yeah. It's. I mean, like I said, it starts out a little rough, but it tapers off a little bit. You're absolutely right. It's just sliding up and down the fretboard.
Yeah, he thinks he's doing something, and he sounds like he's fucking great at the guitar. But he's literally just sliding up and down and hanging on that high note every now and then and drawing that string a little bit just to make it sound like he's doing something when he's really not. My 12-year-old son could do that.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it starts out shit. And then it's sort of, you know, he gets into a little rhythm at a point, but like it's nothing that's special, and it's not going to save what you've heard for the last 3 minutes.
No, it's sporadic. Like, there's no structure to it at all.
Yeah.
This is pitiful, actually. I mean, like, seriously, I'm asking a serious question. How are these guys famous? Like, I want to know what they do that's so fucking great that makes them famous. I mean, me and you could put together a fucking band and do this same shit in our garage. It's not fucking hard to do. And it's, these guys are fucking revered all over the world for this dumb shit.
Well, you know, the bands like this are the reason why we have this show, Red.
Well, of course.
But, you know, go.
There's so many genres of rock out there. So many genres of pop and rap. I mean, there's many subgenres of every genre out there. This shouldn't even be a thing. Like, really, this shouldn't even be, like, wuss rock is the perfect name for this. There shouldn't even be a wuss rock. This should not exist. I'm just putting that out there.
Well,
if you listen to this, you're a terrible fucking person. If you like Five Finger Death Punch, you're a terrible fucking person.
You know, at some point in our show, always one of us or the guest decides to shit all over the listeners. It always ends up happening.
Yeah, I mean, they're why we do this, to shed light on some of this trashy, shitty music that's out there. But at the same time,
to punish them.
Because they listen to this shit is why we do it.
Yeah, it's all their fault.
Yeah. Find better music. And this, well, I mean, if you find better music, this show, I mean, it probably still would exist, but we don't get to berate the listener like we do.
Oh, shit. Well, tell me how you really feel, Red.
I kind of enjoy it a little bit. It holds these motherfuckers accountable. You know what I mean?
Well,
find better music, people. Find better music.
Well, having said that, which one of these do you think is the worst one this week?
Was that it?
That was it.
Oh, dude, you obviously have the worst song. Yeah, this is a no-brainer. This, you win hands down.
All right.
I mean, well, we laughed at my shit. You know what I mean? We had a good time with my shit. I didn't have a good time at all. Like, I'm...
You're going to have a talk with me after the show about this.
Yeah, I've lost my buzz, actually. This is not cool.
Well, that's what we do here. Try to sober you up with some shit music.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn. Well, you know, it doesn't really matter what either of us thinks unless you go on to Twitter over at Shitty Song Pod and you guys, the listeners, gets to vote on which one of these is going to move on for Shitty Song of the Year in December. If you think Five Finger Death Punch has the worst song, then vote for it. Otherwise, the Hoff is going to make his way through in December. And, I mean, man, we're so close to Shitty Song of the Year. It's right around the corner.
It's almost Shitty Song of the Year season, Bren. These are the songs of our... These are the days of our lives. No. these are the songs... Dude, I'm kind of buzzed. I'm kind of stoned. So. But these are the songs, dude, that, like, round out the year. Like, these are the shittiest of the shitty, I think. You know what I mean? Like, maybe not starting tonight, because my song was kind of fun and bubbly. But... maybe next week. Maybe next week. These are the songs that are going to finish out the year. So we got to pick the cream of the crop to finish out the year. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. The cream of the crop. We got to find like the good shit to round out the year with. That way we get to sit across the table from one another and pick through these motherfuckers and pick a winner, man. That's going to be so fun. I love this time of year.
Yeah. The Shitty Song of the Year is like the one thing that I look forward to. And I've got children, I've got a family, you know, the holidays are supposed to be fun time, but for me, it's Shitty Song of the Year, let's be honest.
Yeah, fuck Christmas.
That's right.
Fuck Thanksgiving. Fuck Halloween, fuck all those. Shitty Song of the Year season.
Yeah, but that's going to wrap it up for today. Is there anything you want to plug before we call it?
Man, y'all go check out that Patreon. It's only $1 a month, and you got like hours of content on there, from album reviews to fucking dishonorable mentions to a little bit of behind the scenes shit. There's a whole conglomeration of shit on the Patreon. Y'all go check it out. It's the patreon.com/SSOTW.
Yep, just $1 a month. You can't go wrong with that.
Yep. And if you send us $5, I'll send you a picture of my balls.
Oh, okay.
$5.
It's almost
Christmas. I'm trying to make money for my kids.
I didn't realize we were adding another tier here. Okay.
Yeah, it's the D's nuts tier.
Oh, shit. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So, as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And until next time.
Later.